Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
New ones that will allow you to meet these new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now, that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Pierce and Jane Howard are here, too, ladies and gentlemen. They're great long-term members of our Brain Trust. More than 17 years they've been hanging out with us. Founder and Managing Director for the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. Pierce is Adjunct Professor at McCall School of Business, and he is the author of Owner's Manual for the Brain. They're the co-authors of the Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, which is a book that I reference all the time, not just on the show. You guys hear me talking about it when they're not here, but in my work, when I'm talking to corporate America, I talk to them about their work on personality. It's very important stuff, and they're here to share some more of their ideas with us. Jane, Pierce, welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
Pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. So, Jane, one of the things I know you guys have got on your mind is how to reduce the stress level of employees. Talk to us about that.
Absolutely. We like to define stress as something that interferes with goal attainment, whatever you're trying to accomplish. So, as a business owner with not a real large group of people working with you, it's important to know what's important to your employees and what they're trying to accomplish both on the job but also outside of the job. What is it that they're trying to do in their personal life, and is there any way you can support that to make them feel like you really care about what they're doing?
That really complicates things, doesn't it, Pierce? You've got this unknown factor from their personal life, and then you've got the stress of the business that either you're putting on them or they're assuming for themselves. It's a complicated scenario, isn't it?
Right, and the key to it is actually something very simple. It's understanding that stress is anything that gets in the way of a person trying to finish something, to attain something.
Mm-hmm.
It could be something as simple as an employee trying to finish running a set of numbers before they leave at 5 o'clock, and somebody else is playing the radio, and it's distracting them.
Mm-hmm.
So the radio would be causing stress. It interferes with them mm-hmm. finishing their task in a timely manner. I mean, stressors are the things that interfere with getting done what we want to get done. It could be something small like that set of numbers, or it could be something like trying to finish a college degree or build a house or get married or whatever, anything that gets in that way. And it could be anything as small as some music that's distracting you.
Right.
Or it could be caring for an elderly parent.
That's something, Jane, that's really important to point out, isn't it? That it might not be the stress of getting the job done. It might be the environmental stress.
Exactly, and the environmental stress doesn't have to be a bad thing. I mean, stressors can be good things as well as bad things.
Let me give you an example. I was in a scenario a few weeks ago, where I was with a group of people that I know and love. They know and love me, believe it or not. And I brought my Bluetooth speaker. I was going to get there early, and I got my tunes on, Jane. So I had my Bluetooth speaker. Well, I was playing rock and roll when the group started coming into the room. Some of them started liking it and making requests. Some of them made faces. So, Jane, for some of these people, they enjoyed it. For some of them, I could tell that it was stress. It was stressing.
Creating stress.
And so I turned it off.
And, Jim, one thing we need to understand is that when people experience stress, the body has a physical response. It releases cortisol into their bloodstream. And cortisol, unless you do something physically aerobic to get rid of it, it'll stay in your system 2.5 to 3 days.
Yeah.
And cortisol...
Small business owners know all about that.
It's what attracts plaque and can over time lead to heart disease.
It will kill you.
So
how do we fix this, Jane? What are your suggestions?
Talk to your employee.
Talk to them.
Know what's going on with them, not just at work, but outside of work. Have a conversation.
Well, it could be just as simple a thing as when they have a priority job and you've kind of lit the fire under them, but this needs to get done by so-and-so.
Right.
One of the things that you could do is to say, what can I do to help you focus on getting this job done? Is there anything that's distracting you that I can help eliminate? And they may say something as simple as, I need to go pick up my kids after school.
Or they might say, could I work from home one day?
Yeah,
that's the kind of thing. But the trick there for most of us CEOs or business owners, how to get involved enough to help but without getting involved and influencing things.
Correct.
We don't want to be nosy. We want to do the prime directive thing. You know, we want to do that. Pearson Jane Howard, ladies and gentlemen, we come back. We're going to talk about whether you should hire an 18.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.